Podcast.
Hello and welcome to episode 138 of the Screaming Eagles Podcast. I'm your host Ben, coming to you from beautiful Fiji, and joining me across the world wide web is none other than Billy Night Train Buttons.
Thank you, Ben. What a pleasure it is to see your smiling face. Can you hear me?
I can barely hear you. Can you talk up a bit into your mic a little bit more? You've suddenly gone really quiet.
Give me 1 second.
Oh, hang on. No. I know how to make you louder. Try that again.
Can you hear me?
No.
Hello.
Oh, yes. Hello. Okay. I can make you louder down my end.
Perfect.
This is great podcasting, isn't it? This is
what the people, it's what they want
to
hear.
This is like my mum on the phone to an IT specialist, and he's trying to explain to her how to, open up an email.
As long as they're not telling her to send Amazon gift cards because her system has been compromised.
That's it. Okay, so we've been trying to make this work for the last 45 minutes. It's very late here in Fiji, so we're going to fly through this. What we'll do is we'll talk very quickly just about the games that didn't really matter. So I think there was a Para Manly game, which we just won't even bother mentioning. We'll move on to the next one, which we won't know. So actually, someone on Twitter, actually, I think it was Nathan Siegel Spur, brought up that there's a Manly Seagulls podcast and there was no podcast about the Manly Seagulls game that was coming up that weekend, and there wasn't one after the weekend as well.
It's funny because our sponsors have been really disappointed in us as well.
That's right.
All that revenue we get.
Yeah.
It has been a bit shitty. So apologies. We love the Magnificent Seven. We love all the feedback we get, and it's nice to feel missed, to be honest.
Yeah.
Sometimes life catches up, as it did, I think, a bit for both of us.
Especially
me this weekend. So I don't know if I told you, we had a particular tragedy in the house that wasn't related to the Eels, and actually put the Eels loss in a bit of perspective.
It wasn't one of your prize pigeons, was it?
It was one of my pigeons.
It wasn't one of the pigeons.
It was the Mitchell Moses of our pigeons.
Was it the rescue pigeon?
The racing pigeon. Mm. Yep. The racing pigeon. We had a flock of pigeons that we've been feeding, but one in particular was an escaped honing pigeon that my daughter and I've been deflecting to her a lot. I've been saying, my daughter's been really upset. It's not been her at all. It's been me. It just makes me sound like less of a wuss. Mm. But the racing pigeon, or racing pidgey as we called him, went missing and then reappeared, and we thought all was well, but we noticed he wasn't eating. And then on Saturday afternoon, he was just wandering around our deck completely dazed and confused, like our dog would have easily just eaten him.
Yeah.
Let us pick him up, which he'll never do, and ended up getting this pigeon that's a wild pigeon that has obviously previously been a pet racing pigeon.
Mm.
And we kept him in a cage overnight. We fed him. We got all this help from the pigeon community on Facebook, which was a bit insane. Like, they're so, like, people were driving us out cages and stuff and bringing us medicine. And then the pigeon survived the night, and on Sunday, to drown my sorrows, Saturday night, I got outrageously drunk, woke up feeling dusty with a very sick pigeon in my house that we've never really had pigeons in the house before, so I'm not quite sure what to do.
Mm.
And the pigeon wasn't well, so the lady said, you need to go take it to see a vet. So we took it to a vet, and the vet goes, how long have you had this pigeon? And I said, we don't. It's not it's not our pigeon. It's a pigeon.
It's just a backyard pigeon.
Yeah. But this vet was amazing. She did it all for pretty much free. Like, she just charged us the cost of, she had to euthanize the pigeon. But
it was put down.
It was put down, much like Para's season.
Mm.
It suffered a cruel blow, but it was a pretty traumatic. And then that was literally at I would say 5:50 p.m. because they had to shut, like the practice shut at 5. This is on a Sunday afternoon at 5:30 and the vet's still there comforting my daughter crying and me crying even more about this pigeon that we don't own. And then we rolled into the Eels game and I looked at it and I went, this is not my day.
No.
And I had a little moment of clarity where I went, well, I know the Eels are going to lose here, and I know they're only like the Raiders are only paying $1.80. So why don't I load up on the Raiders?
Oh, yeah,
which I did.
Yeah,
and you know what loading up for me is?
Like $5. Yeah, $10.
I put 10. I really loaded up.
Wow.
And of course, like I watched. And then I had to go to a family dinner, so thank God I didn't watch the game. But I was getting the odd score update going, oh my God, I should have put the house on it.
Yeah.
That's what you've been missing out on here while you're in Fiji
living the life.
Riley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big man on the island, they call me. speaking of having to go to a family function and trying not to watch a game, so the weekend before I left was the Easter long weekend. It was Manly Dragons. And we went out to dinner and I was like, oh, good. Well, we're going out to dinner. I won't be able to watch the game because I was a bit worried about the game. You know, the Dragons, especially down in Wollongong, are our bogey team, you could say. And I was like, so I can just go out to dinner. I won't watch the game. I'll have a look at the score at the end. And if we win, I'll go home and watch it. And if we don't, I won't, right? Because I don't want it to affect the whole long weekend because I'm not going to see the... I'm over in Fiji for 4 months, so I'm not going to see the family. I'm not going to see mum. I'm not going to see my sister. So this was the last time I could see them for a while. And I thought, yeah, I don't want to ruin the whole weekend by watching this game, you know.
Yeah.
So we go to the pub. We go to the local pub. Sit down to watch the game. And sure enough, I sit down opposite my brother-in-law and just over his shoulder in the background, it's the Manly Dragons game. And I'm just like, oh, for God's sake. 5 minutes in, I was like, well, actually, this is going to be a pretty good dinner. I'm going to be shouting everyone in the bar. This is going to be the best time ever. That then came crashing down and I'm trying to listen to what the family's saying. I'm seeing Manly play possibly the worst game that they've ever played in the last 20 years over their shoulder while trying to keep eye contact with them, but my eyes are wandering. You know, like in a bar when you're there with your mate, but you're both there trying to pick up and you're sort of going, yeah, mate, no worries, but you're sort of scanning the room to see what girls, that's what me. I was like, oh, yeah, okay, well, that sounds like it's been tough at work for you. And then fucking drop the ball again, motherfucker. And he's like, what? I was like, no, nothing. Yeah, carry on about your work.
You really don't have a good record. Like, well, this time last at Easter last year was when we signed up to the Hardy Bay Club in Northern Eagles territory on the Central Coast, and some fuckwit sat next to us and proceeded to like cheer in your face. Like people have been punched in the face for a lot less.
Mate, I deserve that. Not all heroes wear capes for that one, I think. But I'm not much of a fighter, but he was an old guy. I could have taken him.
Yeah, I reckon you would have taken him for sure.
We got absolutely dusted by Penrith, didn't we? We got absolutely. That was the game of the famous Brad Parker kicking duel, where the bomb went up and instead of catching it, he kicked it. And everyone always says it's the worst play ever, but I always look on the bright side. It could have been, that could have been playing, if he pulled that off, that could be playing on the highlights. That could have been the start of the Wide World of Sports Show No Mercy playing over the top of it. Highlights package as skiers jump off mountains and, you know, they showed all that extreme sport. And then there's Brad Arthur, or maybe even got Matt Noble to have done another one.
Brad Arthur's going nowhere near that fucking...
No.
Brad
Parker. Matt Noble could have gone, Jordan, Tom Brady, Brad Parker.
And what about Brad Parker?
What about Brad Parker? Check this
out.
They would have
brought back Swan Lager just to make an...
Oh. Bill's frozen, but I'm sure this is only temporary. Bill, you're coming back. And Bill's back, just a little temporary. Starlink.
Yeah, the satellite moved. There is an eclipse on at the moment too.
That's what it is. I thought Elon Musk maybe we were saying things against Tesla. Well, you have a Tesla and you love it, Elon. So don't take down the Starlink, please.
Can I tell you that as I cut out then, I was telling you about Brad Parker and Swan Lager.
Oh.
And the audio paused with you. You look like you are like the look on your face is just like pure unadulterated joy. That's what just was love. Just staring back at me. And I was like, has it actually frozen, or are you just like, you were just having a moment.
That's my O face. That's what my wife says. She goes, have you frozen? Or I was going, no, I'm just riding the wave. I go, shh, don't talk it, mate. It ruins it.
Oh,
So anyway, do we want to, you can talk about the power game, Manly power. You can bask in the glory. Game, that's okay.
Yeah. I'll bask in the glory. Yeah. Although it effectively ended Power's season. Because
you won the battle, but you lost the war.
Look, great game. Didn't feel good. I think you told me Phil Gould said it was the best game of rugby league he's seen in
years,
decades.
Yeah. To be fair, he's been watching Bulldogs games, so that's not a high.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not a high bar, but yep.
But I was also not watching it live. I was at the Easter show with the kids. I did take a bit of joy in Cyrus. So there's Cyrus has a cursing ability.
Yeah, he does.
And so we're on a group chat, and Cyrus comes out blazing as the Eagles go to a 14-0 lead.
After like 7 minutes, he's claiming victory.
He's just going, this is going to be great. And you were like, mate, just calm down a sec.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the score going, oh, fuck, this could be another 54-0.
Yeah.
And then from there, I pretty much knew that it was, it was going to be our day. But look, it was, I know there were a couple of contentious decisions.
Yeah.
You get that.
Yeah.
I think it was what you were saying there was two teams that look like contenders.
Mm.
And now what you're seeing is Eels in 14th and Manly maybe. Look, I think Manly fans are getting a bit of ahead of themselves after the Panthers win. Insofar as I don't think it's not beating them with Cleary, but I think Manly do look like probably contenders, given how they played against Para when Para were.
But keep in mind,
and that was at Para.
I appreciate Panthers were without their star half, right?
Mm.
But Manly was also without their star half as well. Josh Schuster wasn't playing. So I think that's even, right? That sort of evens us out a little bit.
So, yeah, I would have, if we'd have podcasted a few weeks ago, I'd have been really enjoying it. But I'm now kind of, I'm searching for other sports. There's a familiar feeling, losing to Canberra in Canberra,
Canberra's your bogey team though, isn't it? Canberra's Para's bogey team.
We beat them for the first time in a long time last year.
Yeah.
But I can cop, maybe not losing by that much, but I can cop losing to Canberra in Canberra. But losing to the Tigers at home, that hurts. And
I saw that coming. Well, I didn't see it coming, but I know you were nervous because we lost to the Dragons, and you were very quiet in the group chat. There wasn't any kind of rubbing it in, and I think Killer mentioned it. He even said, oh, Bill's not playing this up. And I said, because they're playing the Tigers tomorrow, he's playing it safe in case they end up losing. And sure enough.
I don't know if last time Mitchell Moses went out, they just capitulated. And it's a stain on them. It's not even an excuse. You've got to be able to beat the Tigers.
Mm.
Like everyone's saying the Tigers are improved. The Tigers aren't that good. I mean, the Tigers almost lost to that Eels team that then just got pumped.
Mm.
And then I had Tigers fans. Tigers fans, you root. I root for the Tigers. Like if the Tigers are playing someone, I'll cheer for them. like, yay, go Tigers, yay, happy,
you'll,
happy.
You'll give them a halftime standing
up. Win a couple of games. Yeah, they win a couple of games, and I've got my bosses calling me at work's a Tigers fan, like trying to rub it in my face. He's still whinging about the refs.
Yeah.
Like, you won the game. Like, yeah. Seriously. You beat a Blaise Talagi led team.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm kind of done with the Eels. I'm still going to support them, obviously, but I'm just like, oh yeah, and now I remember. We go back to just being fucking shit, and it's like that meme.
Do you think that perhaps like you cursed Para at the, you know, like you did the Cyrus curse on yourself? Because I think for everyone, if you go back to the first episode of this season, and I think it was called Competition for Position, that episode. And I said, you know, that's what Seabold's all about. We've got a good bit of depth across the team now, and it's all about competition for position. And you struggled to hold back your laughter when I said that. And I even said to you, I said, yeah, but mate, you know, you've got your half back, and you know, and I think I even said, I said, I don't think I said Moses, but I think I said Gutho. I said, if Guth goes down, who have you got as backup? Yeah. And you were like, oh, and I said, no, if Mitchell Moses goes down.
We've got Ethan Sanders.
Yeah.
No, I said we've got Ethan Sanders.
Who the hell's Ethan Sanders?
Who hasn't been used.
Right.
Well, the Raiders have signed him for next year, and he's got big raps on him, apparently. But Brad Arthur has chosen not to play him. And look, I can't actually. I watched him play in our trial, and he was terrible.
Right.
There's been a subset of fans kind of running the angle that, oh, if only the Eels had not bullied Jake Arthur out, well, I would like to respectfully disagree. we have replaced Mitchell Moses with Jake Arthur before, and if that's the answer, then we're asking the wrong question. You know, it's not as cool as that narrative is, and as big a fuckwit as the guys who boot Jake Arthur are,
yeah,
he wouldn't be making a difference now. I think fucking Dylan Brown has been exposed as just not him, not the guy. And, you know, I think Brad Arthur's getting exposed for not being particularly creative in the face of a little bit of adversity. Like, fuck, you got a couple of injuries, and sure, it's your best player, but you got to be able to fucking deal with some.
Welcome to being a Manly supporter, you know, losing your best player. But
anyway,
and look, I respect your opinion when it comes to Jake Arthur, and I'm not going to disagree with you. Like, you're entitled to your opinion. The only thing I'd say is if you could put a little respect on his name, it's grand final hero Jake Arthur. when we refer to him, that would be great. Literally on for 5 minutes, scores a try in the grand final. So I'll just say, you know, if he was on from the beginning, you do the maths. I mean, you're an accountant, right?
He was up there for the Churchill. If he played 80 minutes, Churchill medal incoming.
Definitely. The drought would have ended. Would have been like that McCain's ad, Marge, the rains are here, breaking the drought.
And it would have been like that in our house.
So, can we go on to a little bit of, I mean, I don't know if we've been talking about hot talk a bit, but can we do a little bit of hot talking? You ready for it?
Do it.
Zach Lomax to Para. Now, this is a hot topic. For the comments that Gus Gould came up with last night on his, it's basically it's 100% footy, but I think they're going to rename it Bulldogs PR 1 hour show. I think that's what it's going to be renamed. So Zach Lomax wants out of the Dragons. He's been linked to Para. Recently came out that it's going to happen sooner rather than later. I think, I think it's a good fit. I think Para are probably shy of a good centre. He wants to play centre. I think it's a good fit. The thing is, he's on about $800,000 a season, and the word around is that he's going to leave the Dragons and he's going to take a pay cut to get about 600,000, which is about, you know, what you'd pay for a good center at Para. Gus has come out and said this is outrageous, and that if Lomax leaves, then either the Dragons or Para have to pay him the full 800,000 because of salary cap, because he was taken off the market. But it's not the team pushing Zach Lomax out. It's Zach Lomax wanting to leave the Dragons. The Dragons would be happy for Zach Lomax to stay there, but he's saying, I don't want to play for you anymore. I don't want to play on the wing. I want out. And I think if a player is the one who wants to leave, then the team that he's leaving shouldn't be stuck with the salary cap that they're paying him if he's willing to take a pay cut.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's insane. I mean, I kind of get it, because once you start fiddling with it,
yep,
then maybe it gets exploited. That's the only, I can't see how you would, but I'm sure someone would figure a way out. The only thing I find ironic about the whole thing is, like, fucking the Bulldogs are the masters of this. Like, maybe Zach Lomax should tell the Dragons that he just wants to retire and box.
Exactly. That's my point. That's what I was getting to. And I've put it down and you've picked it up beautifully, Bill. I've done a little pass and you've grabbed it and you've run all the way. That's exactly what I thought, exactly when he said that. Yeah.
Like, it's fucking double standards. Gus thinks we can't see through his stupid, like, we're just happy for him to go and try this boxing career that he's, you know.
Yeah.
And we're happy to let him go. And then, what? Wow, there goes our 800 grand a year that we were paying him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of exactly the same, isn't it?
It's exactly the same. So if Zach Lomax says, I want to leave football and I want to become a cricketer. Oh, actually, no, I don't like cricket. I'm going to play football again. According to Gus, that's okay. But if you just want to leave a team, mate, it's a free country. If you want to leave and you want to play for a certain, you know, and I think it's legit. He doesn't want to play. He doesn't want to play wing. Like, that's, you know, he's. What are you going to do?
The thing is, though, they blocked Izzy Folau. Izzy Folau back in the day. Don't underestimate my bitterness and my memory for all times.
Well, I've got an example as well, but you put your example up there and that's fine. Yeah, go.
Israel Folau wanted to come play with the God Squad we had going at the Eels. So he specifically wanted to play with Hain and Timmy Manor. And
Why wouldn't you?
Why not? Yeah. And so agreed to sign with the Eels from rugby. So he's playing for the Wallabies and agreed to sign with the Eels for like 700 grand a year. And the NRL stepped in and said, no, we're going to value your contract at market value, which is 1.2 million. So it's not exactly the same, but the NRL has stepped in before and said, no, sorry.
Well, the same thing happened with Glenn Stewart. So he was willing to stay at Manly for less money. And again, the NRL came in and said, no, we're not going to register that contract. He's worth a lot more than that. And he was like, yeah, but I don't want to play anywhere else. I want to stay here. And they just went, well, bad luck. Yeah. So it's a little bit, it's a tricky one. It's a tricky one. I mean, it's a weird situation to be in. Where you're not allowed to take less money to work for somebody. You know what I mean? Like, in the real world, in the real world, it doesn't relate. But, I think if a player is willing to take, if someone, and I think it should be sort of case by case, but having said that, you got to imagine if Zach Lomax, and to go along with the other side of the argument, if Zach Lomax was leaving the Dragons to go and play for the Roosters instead, I'm sure everyone would be open arms going, or even the Broncos. They'd just be like, wow, fucking come on. Let's, you know, give me a break.
I just don't know if the
Eels I just don't think Gus Gould should be the one commenting on it, though, because he's, you know, Josh Jackson was on an absolute fortune. And then he conveniently retired with, you know, a year or two on his contract because he just wasn't keeping up. And, you know, didn't that work out well for the Bulldogs? Burping up my rum and coke.
Hey, can you see? We're on Zoom here and I just got told we're running out of time.
Yeah, we got because we're on the cheap. We haven't paid for it, so you only get like half an hour.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got 10 minutes. We're gonna get through it. All right. Let's get into injury crisis. This is good. It makes us be fast and snappy. Literally see it counting down. Moses with a broken Liz Frank.
Was it Liz Frank? I thought it was just a broken foot. I don't think it was Liz Frank, was it?
Well, I called it a Liz Frank because I had a little joke in there saying that it sounds like a netball player from the 90s.
She was captain. I think someone else just did it. I think Lachlan Ilias just did a Liz Frank.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a broken foot, and it's also part of the foot that doesn't get a lot of blood supply.
Oh, maybe it is Liz Frank.
Your wife had a Liz Frank, and
well, she didn't, but they wrongly diagnosed. Well, her I think the same. Liz Frank.
Same with me. I've wrongly diagnosed my. It can be tricky. Those Liz Franks. But anyway, well, broken foot, and they've estimated it somewhere between 6 weeks and 12 weeks. So, but I think the latest I heard today was 8 weeks. I think Moses looked at the schedule and just said, "Well, I'll come back after we've played Manly." I think that's.
It's really the Eels. You know, sliding doors. The Eels. Everyone's on an absolute high. Play really well against Manly, looking like the team's going pretty well. And then Moses has broken his foot. And it's literally just, the para forums are going crazy.
I haven't
seen, it's 2018 level anger and vitriol. It's actually quite nice being a bit removed from it because you realize it is a bit, it's a bit of a mental illness, like getting that worked up about the fucking team. And I've been there. I'm sick. Yeah. I'm first to put my hand up and fucking.
Well, that's why you can recognize your own, right?
Like exactly. I see the illness creeping in on people.
Yeah.
And this anger at Brad Arthur, and I get it. I fucking hate Brad Arthur, but the vitriol that's coming out. We're only fucking how many games in? So fuck Moses out. I mean, the Eels are just one-dimensional. You know, we've said that he's got such a good long kicking game, but what's disappointing for me is how fucking bad everyone else has been in his absence. So, yeah, it's. But look, you said it at the start of the season. You said how many teams win when their best player's missing. Now, Manly's probably a little bit different because you might say Tom Turbo's your best player, but you still got DCE and Jake. You still got some rep caliber players.
Yeah.
Para's really only had Moses, and even then he's probably, you know, second or third in line for New South Wales.
Yeah, and then you got your two props who are rep, but props don't, you know, they're not going to.
Yeah, they don't change the, you know, so you'd hope someone else would step up. But fuck. Anyway.
All right.
Clock countdown.
Yeah, injury, Ruben Garrick. Sickening hit.
What happened?
HIA, he's out for this week. Standard, you know, no fault. Fault stand down on his HIA. Not blaming it. I tell you, the irony of it is that Jackson Paulo all season, everyone's been complaining. He shies away from contact. He doesn't put his body into it. He doesn't hit players. The one time he really puts his body into it and hits somebody is Ruben Garrick.
It's Ruben Garrick.
So He's kind of getting it, but he just needs to get his aim a little bit better. But I tell you what, he put a really good hit on Ruben Garrick. So well done to Jackson Paulo. Let's look on the bright side. We got a little bit of news. Where's my news? There we go. DCE becomes Manly's most capped player. Now,
wow.
I was almost going to put this in Hot Topic because it's a little bit contentious. Because if you, I hate to bring this up because you always get a little smile on your face whenever I mention this, Beaver, if you count his Northern Eagles days, Beaver is, look, there it is. There's the smile. Beaver is actually the most capped player, but they don't count.
Beaver's got to count that.
They don't. So Cliffy's got it. Cliffy had it until last weekend. Now DC's got it. But if you count the, I don't even, was Northern Eagles 3 years? Or well, not even that, 3 years,
I
2 years?
Two. I think it was yeah. 2000, so, maybe let's say three. But they counted it in their fucking anniversary celebrations. They said, oh, you know, 70 years of Eagles history or whatever it was.
75, yeah.
And it was, so, yeah, well, it was actually 72 because, you know, what's good for the goose is good for the game.
Yeah, so they don't officially.
On Beaver's name.
They don't officially count Beaver's games when he was at the Northern Eagles, which is a bit shit.
Probably one to just keep quiet about. And go, oh, that's great. Anyway, poor old Beaver.
I've got a little hard stat, but I don't know. I don't have the exact.
Not sure I like these. I feel like if you give me a hard stat now, I need to start paying you some tokens or something.
Oh,
you
know, hey, do you want to bring up? Should we just quickly mention that the spiritual home of the Screaming Eagles podcast? Do you want to? That's a bit of news. Tell us about your news.
This is breaking. This is breaking.
Breaking news. Yeah.
Look, thanks, Ben. Yeah. Just crossing to you live now from Petersham here, and we're getting reports that the Petersham Inn is closing, and by closing, we have yet to have confirmation from management as to whether the venue itself is closing. This is my Danny Widler voice.
Yeah.
Or if you know, they're gonna be moving though down the road. I have on very good sources they're moving. That's Rabs Warren. I can't do impersonations. They're moving to the Lewisham Hotel, allegedly. So this came from a bloke that I met at the pub.
Oh, okay. I'm a 10-minute walk from the possible new location. So. Mate, if it's there, I'm on the first plane back to Fiji to celebrate. I'll be there to cut the ribbon. All right, we've only got 2 minutes left, so we got to talk about the Manly Panthers game. Yay! Wow. The reason why everyone's probably tuned into the podcast so we can celebrate it. Well, unfortunately, we've only got 2.5 minutes to celebrate
because we're too cheap.
We're too cheap to pay for Zoom. So, let's talk about. The bright side of the game, we won. We haven't beat the Panthers in about 5 years. And we beat them, yes.
He was immense.
And the thing is, I still think we've still got another like 3 gears to go. I think we can play a lot better, which really scaring the opposition, scaring the rest of the NRL. The hot topic, knock on from Talau. It did go backwards, so there was no knock on. So we don't have much time, but we don't need to discuss that because it definitely went backwards.
I just like the Manly fans, you know, showed the Eels the same level of just trusting the ref for the obstruction call. Mate, it's good to see, you know, that they, call Manly things, Manly fans, whatever, but they're consistent. They cop it on the chin, and sometimes it goes your way, sometimes it doesn't.
Okay, we've got a minute and a half. I've got a question. I need your expert opinion on this, Bill. Has the send-off gone from the NRL for repeated infractions on the try line? Now, if you go back 3 or 4 years ago, if you gave away about 3 penalties on your own try line, 10 minutes in the bin.
It should absolutely be.
But that's... They don't do it. Manly up against Panthers and up against... Roosters did a lot as well.
The Roosters did it a lot, yeah.
They just give away penalties and they just hope that, you know, eventually the team spills the ball under the pressure, or they push a pass because they're getting frustrated that they can't get a try. It's gone away. There was like 4 or 5 in a row. And there wasn't
left, but not, I'm agreeing with you here.
Not even a warning. Remember the old days where they'd call the captain over and say, right, one more, you're going 10 in the bin. That's gone away from the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are they focusing now on? Said it's like the refs can't multitask. They can only crack down on one thing at a time. And I don't know what they're cracking down on at the moment. What are they cracking down on? Obstruction. They're cracking down on obstructions. That's
true. Obstructions.
Yeah. All right, we've got almost no time. So what do you want to say before you get
good
cut
night,
off?
Australia, and thanks for the season, and I'll speak to you next season.
Hey, so we finally worked it out how to work. I actually think, in hindsight, I think it was Bill's gone. Okay. So we had a bit of a problem at the beginning. I couldn't hear his mic, but in hindsight, I think it's because I had his mic turned down. So the whole time it might have just been my fault. But anyway, that's okay. Thanks for tuning in. This was a little bit of a tester to see if we can get it going. Hopefully all the audio worked out all right. And we will be doing this every week because I'm stuck in Fiji and I've got no one else to talk to about football. I might even end up calling Cyrus and Killer during the week and see if they want to have a chat to me as well. I'm desperate. All right. I'm the only one left now, as we always say at this time of the night. Oh, Bill's calling back to say goodbye. Hey.
Can you hear me?
Do you know what it is? I was just telling the listeners, because I was just wrapping up the show without you. Do you know what? I actually think I had your mic down this whole time. I think it was actually me. Because I can hear you fine now. I actually think it's this button here I have to push up. So the whole time it was me. And you were feeling so guilty for wasting my time. You're going, I'm sorry, man. I feel like I'm dicking you around. I'm so sorry. Oh, that's no good. It was actually me the whole time. So that's kind of embarrassing, but funny.
That's all right.
At the same time.
Hilarious.
Yeah, hilarious. But now we know we can do it through FaceTime, so we won't have that countdown.
It was quite good having the clock tick, though.
Yeah.
Are we still on air?
We're still on air. The wire outro's playing. And it's still going. What an absolute... All right, well, let's just keep talking about the Manly Panthers. You know what? Let's just go for another 2 minutes because I do have an I'm done. And we haven't... Because I'm done. Latrell Mitchell, I'm done.
You're done with him as a player, or no, you're done with the circus around him?
I'm just done with the circus around him. You know, he's a player playing on a team that isn't doing very well. Do we have to talk? Like, everyone's just talking about it. It's a bit great.
It is a bit weird that, it has to be on.
He's not playing that badly that he personally is making the team lose.
They're all playing fucking terribly.
They're all playing bad. Just like, you know, like should you know, like Gus. I don't want to talk about Gus anymore. He fucking shits me. But you know, Dogs were playing shit last year. So was everyone saying that Matt Burton didn't love football? Like Gus literally came out and said Latrell Mitchell doesn't love football. He doesn't like it. If it was up to him, he'd just stop. So dogs were playing shit last year. So Matt Burton doesn't love football.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to do it. Like, you know, the Tigers, you know, like, well, Tigers are a perfect example. Like Luke Brooks is now first in line for 5/8 in Origin. Last year, he won a wooden spoon. I mean, players, when you're on a bad team, you're on a bad team. Like, what are you going to do? You know, He got given a barbecue, he left. Like, that's just, you know, fucking, it's a feel-good story. And Latrell's the same. Like, you know, I guarantee you, if you pick him for Origin, put him at centre, he'll probably come out and he'll win the game for them. Because you'll be surrounded by fucking great players.
Yeah, they need to just shut up about it. I'm with you on that one. Yeah. I'm with you. I'm done. I've got an I'm done. And it's just...
Fuck, the audio's coming through so nice now.
It's clear, isn't it?
So good. Wow. Well, at least we know. Hey? At least we know. It's like the first game of the season. This is an experimental thing.
We're just trying it.
It's okay to experiment. This is like our first year at uni. We're just giving things a go. You never know.
How it feels.
Yeah. I want you to call me they, them for the rest of the podcast.
Oh, shit. Yeah. No, I'm done with... I'm done with the overreactions.
This whole podcast is one big overreaction.
I know, and I'm the king of overreactions, and I'm done with myself.
Yeah.
You're not gonna sack Brad Arthur this week, right?
I thought you were going to talk about the Bunnies. Yeah, no, definitely not Brad Arthur. You're not going to sack him.
So the Eels fans, yeah. Just, I'm sitting on the sidelines going, yeah, fuck, I hear you. I absolutely hear you. Brad Arthur's a myth and he's getting exposed and he's making weird selections. Look, they don't have a lot to choose from, but I'm not sure. Look, he's not doing a good job, but they're not going to sack him today.
No.
Like, they're going to wait. He's probably going to keep sucking for a few more weeks. And if they don't, you know, if they're still coming 14th in round 18, then he'll be gone, right? But what are we now, round 6? I don't even know what.
Yeah, but you can't go like, you won your first game and then, I don't know, you lost against the Panthers or something. I don't know if that was your second game. And then you beat Manly, right?
And then they lost to the Tigers.
And then, but look what happened. You lost your halfback. Then you started playing bad. It's not like Brad Arthur came out and went, oh, I'm going to start coaching poorly now that we've lost our halfback. I mean, it's obviously, yes, it's a bad situation that he doesn't have a good backup. But if Mitchell Moses is playing, you beat the Tigers.
We beat the Tigers.
Right.
We beat the
Tigers. I don't know about the Raiders. No, but you beat the Tigers. It's not. And I said, look, I said at the beginning, when I saw Manly's rundown, I saw the first 5 games and I was like, you know what? If we're above 50% after 5 rounds, I will 100% take that. I thought that's pretty good. Now, to be fair, I thought the losses, and if I'm being totally honest with you, I thought the losses would actually be Dragons and Panthers. They were the 2 losses I was expecting. Yeah, I thought we'd beat Eels and, you know, it was a close game. It wasn't, you know, like...
Yeah, it wasn't embarrassing.
But I thought we'd get beaten by Panthers, so that's a surprise that we beat the Panthers, so that's good.
How's your run coming up, though? Because Parra has got a fucking...
Mate, it's hard to know at this stage of the competition. You don't know who's good and you don't know who's bad. Dolphins. But look, we've got Warriors.
The Dolphins are good, right?
We've got Warriors coming up this week. They've been on fire. Like, they're playing really well. So, I don't know. But you don't know the teams that they're playing. Like, they play the Rabbitohs and they absolutely thrash the Rabbitohs. Well, Rabbitohs are shit at the moment. So... Yeah, it's a tricky one, but we normally play well against Warriors, so we'll see how we go. But we've got some, we're the only team in the comp with injuries at the moment, so there's that. So Garrick's out, like I said. So we got Ben Trbojevic on in the centres, and he's going up against Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. Benny's, you know, I like Ben, but he's not a quick centre. And he's going up against Tuivasa-Sheck, so
he's no Morgan Harper.
He's no Morgan Harper.
That's a topic we fucking avoided.
Harper's back in the team this week, I see.
Is he?
Yeah, he's made.
Don't tell me he's.
Yeah,
not.
He's back in. They've sat Blaze Tulagi down, and Harper's back.
Are you? No, I don't think he is. Sure.
I'll bet you fucking a bowl of Carver. I'll bet you a bowl of Carver that. Morgan Harper's back on his side.
He's not back.
Yeah, he's back.
I thought they've got Dejan Arce, right?
Yeah, as your 5'8".
He's
back.
Fucking hell, why? Brad.
So, yeah, you've got rid of your rookie, Blaze Tulagi. Is he injured? I don't know, but it seems a bit shit to cut him.
He didn't play that way. If we're being honest, he scored a good try against Manly, right?
Yeah.
Just physical,
yeah.
But he wasn't very good. They scored a lot of tries down his side. Right. Him and Morgan Harper got eaten. Mm. You know what? I'll go back to that Eels game. I don't know why Manly stopped running down that side. Like,
yeah,
they've just scored at will, and then suddenly they decided, oh, we want to change it up and go up the middle.
Yeah,
it's like you had them done.
Mm.
Anyway, Mike Seaver got dropped. That was the big news for Para fans.
He's come back. Has he?
Yeah, he's been dropped. He looks like someone needs to tap him and tell him, do you know you're actually a pretty big fella?
Yeah.
You don't need to, like, slow down on impact. I don't know if it's the injuries that have...
He might be carrying something.
Well, he's come back from a big injury layoff. But was he was suspended, wasn't he?
Suspended, yeah.
Oh fuck yeah! He's rubbish. I'm done. I'm done with Micah.
But yeah. So who are you guys? Who are you guys playing? Dolphins.
The Dolphins at Para. And who knows?
Who knows? I don't know what the Dolphins are. This.
I think they're top of the table, aren't they?
They are, but they've had a bye, so there's 2 points, yeah. Right? And then they've played Titans and Tigers. Yeah. Oh well done, congratulations! You guys are fucking world killers. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Played absolutely fucking no one. And we've got the Warriors in New Zealand, so
it's hard to know with the Warriors.
It's hard to know.
Good record in New Zealand, though.
Yeah, we do. And it'll be hard to know. I think they'll really, yeah, I think they'll run at Benny a lot. And it's just whether he just shouldn't commit. You know, RTS does those little this way, that way, that way. Just fucking stand there, let him run backwards and forwards. And then when he starts running towards you, just tackle him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not rocket science. Don't fall for his this way, that way shit. You know what I mean? Like, mate, dance as much as you want. But when he takes a step forward, grab him. Fuck, it's a shame I'm in Fiji and not down at the center of excellence right now. Jim Dimmitt, just now we're just bringing in a specialist today just to work on our defense.
Fuck. Do you know someone said something on in all the anger on the Eels forum? Someone mentioned Trent Barrett's name and I got to I completely forgot that he was even coaching at the Eels. I was like, fuck.
When he was head coach at Manly, I forgot he was coaching as well. I think he thought he was just like the furniture guy, like
the chair.
Yeah, I put together chairs. What? So anyway, yeah, should be a good game. Won't be able to watch it, but the way it is in Fiji, I can watch the game 24 hours delayed on the NRL app. But I can't get KO here, and I can watch it live on Nine. So any Thursday, Friday, or Sunday afternoon games, I can watch live. But everything else is delayed. So that's my life at the moment. So
yeah.
I think basically when Manly win, I'll watch it. When they don't, I won't watch it, and I'll just come on here and just take the gist of what people said on Twitter and pretend I've watched it.
That's what I've been doing for the last 3 years.
There's a lot of bad calls. I think that's what the podcast will be, just exactly. Highlighting all the bad ref calls. All right, I got to get to bed. It's like fucking 10 o'clock here and I've got an early start. I know, I'll start the outro music again. Hey, we've worked it out though. Look at us. Look Who at would us. Have thought?
Not me.
Who would have thought? It was because I had the volume down on your mic is why I couldn't hear. What a debacle. All right, as we always say at this time of the night, may your dreams be filled with maroon and white, and may a slightly concussed Ruben Garrick sort of stumble over to your bed and just fall on top of you and give you a kiss goodnight. Good night, Australia.